Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Jason's off today. Henry Lake is in for Jason. Stevie T is going to be in for me tonight with Twins baseball. Happy to be with you here, News Talk 830 WCCO. And as you guys know, one of the things that I love and enjoy doing is checking out some MMA. And a few months back, I was at the Ignite Fights at Canterbury Park Expo Center. And I got a chance to watch a good card of fights. You know what? They've got another one. That's tomorrow, taking place at Canterbury Park. And joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline is one of the participants, one of many MMA fighters that will be a part of the card, but he is one of the headliners. His name is Ozzie Judge, and he joins me now here. Ozzie, I'm happy to have you back on the show, man. How you been?
Oh, very good. Thank you.
Man, you're just a guy that just loves to fight, man. You are 46, and you look like you're built like you're 26, but you like getting into that cage, man. What is it about at this stage in your career, at this point in your life, where you just get super pumped and stoked about training and also getting in there and mixing it up?
You know, I honestly think I pretty much have everything I ever wanted in my life. I got 5 great kids, a wonderful wife, a nice house, and it's just like icing on the cake for me. You know, this is my hobby. This is what I like to do. I love to fight. And you're right. I can't get enough of it. And I'm just really thankful to be able to keep doing it at my age.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. That's a perfect lead-in answer to my next question. You just talked about it, man. You got the wife. You got the kids. And, you know, you're no spring chicken. Is there ever any concern from the wife and the kids? They're like, you know, Dad, we love you. We know that you're in great shape. We know that you love to train. We know that this is, quote, your hobby. But we might want to start winding this down. Has that conversation ever come up?
Not really. I think, you know, the fact that I haven't been, you know, really like getting beat up, and I take smart fights. I generally fight people around my age.
Yeah.
And I have my coaches and trainers, you know, they make sure that, you know, when I spar, it's a certain way and a certain time, and I'm not taking too much damage. And, you know, training safe is a big part of it. And so I think I have to, you know, say that that's a big reason why I can keep doing it like this.
What would you say, Ozzie, is the biggest adrenaline rush for you when you're in the cage?
Well, getting my hand raised.
Yeah, that's the obvious one. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, walking into the cage and everything, I'm really pretty grateful that I get to fight. So leading up to it, I'm pretty in a good mood, and I actually sometimes have to hide my smile and try to act more mean than I am.
'Cause you don't want to give away your entire personality, huh?
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, Ozzie, you know, I was at one of your previous fights, Ignite Fights, at Shakopee, at Canterbury, and I just thought that the atmosphere and the setup in the Expo Center was awesome. I thought that Ignite did a phenomenal job. But one of the things that I learned about that night, man, is you are truly a fan favorite. Like, people love you here in the state. People love you at the arena watching the match. You're originally from Bloomington, right?
Correct.
Talk about just the fan support, man, what it means to you to have so many people come out and support you.
Oh, it is. It's so important, you know, and it's a big reason why I can keep getting fights at my age. You know, it's kind of that old saying, you know, if nobody comes to see you, you know, there's not going to be any fights for you. But, yeah, I think it's a testament to I've lived my life trying to be as nice to people and helpful and, you know, make connections with people. And, you know, I volunteered of coach sports, and I've always been really helpful and easy to work with, you know, on the construction sites. I'm a construction worker by trade, and I think it's just, you know, and also 20 years of me putting on extremely exciting fights that helps a lot, too.
Absolutely. We're talking to Ozzie Judge. He's joining us now here on Drive Time with DeRussia. Henry Lake in for Jason as Jason is taking his son out to a college attending USC here over the course of the weekend. Let's talk about your fight tomorrow night. Tell me a little bit about your opponent. Is it Bruce Boynton?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
All right, so tell me a little bit about what you know about him.
So he's from Maine. And he has been fighting about as long as I have, 20 years. And he is a four-time MMA champion, as am I. He's had some great fights in his career. He was formerly fighting for World Series of Fighting, which was a pretty big show.
Yep.
And he likes to strike. He likes to go for the knockout. He likes to come forward and fight the entire time. And I think it's a great matchup for me and an even better matchup for the fans.
Well, you know, what would you say for the people out there that may have not heard you or heard about you or seen you fight? What typically is your style? Are you more of a boxer? Are you more of a grappler? You know, who is Ozzie Judge?
I like to train everything. I want to say probably the last year and a half, I've been working with Caleb Truax twice a week, and that has brought my boxing to just a whole different level. Even at 40-some years old, I'm learning a lot about boxing, and that's helped me a lot. So I have been using a lot more boxing the last year, but I still do like kickboxing and wrestling and jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
So I feel like I have a pretty well-rounded style. I don't feel like I have any one thing that stands out, but I like MMA for that reason, because I can, you know, if plan A doesn't work, I got these other skills I can fall back on.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, Ozzie. Now, I've never asked an MMA fighter this, and I've had a few fighters on throughout the years, but I've never really thought about it this way. So, you know, if I go to, you know, Target Center, right, and I'm sitting in the media section and I'm seeing, you know, Coach Chris Fanchese, he's coaching up Anthony Edwards, and he's telling, you know, Mike Conley to run a play or whatever. I've been cage side, right, and I'll be cage side tomorrow night too. You'll see, you know, when you're in there, in the octagon, and you're fighting, you know, that your coaches will be coaching you up, giving you instructions, this, that, the other, whatever. But it's a different type of distraction because you got a fighter right in front of you. How much are you actually able to hear and kind of bank in your mind and do at the same time in the moment?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, it takes some work. I want to say it took me quite a few fights to start learning to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But now I try to always keep an ear out and, you know, just working with my coaches day in and day out and listening to them and the way they talk to me and coach me, you know, it really helps a lot when you're in there. And it is important to listen to them because they have a different view that you don't have. And so I do try my best to keep an ear out for my coaches, and I do catch quite a bit of it. And I don't, you know, sometimes you have seen maybe in my past fights, I'll actually guide my opponent towards my coaches and then take them down right in front of them. And then I have my coach whispering right in my ear, which is kind of nice too.
That's a nice little tactic, but it is different, man. It is unique. It's not a simple, just like, you know, Chris Finch is yelling to Mike Conley, you know, we're going to run this set or whatever. Like right in the moment, you could be grappling with a guy and they're trying to give you advice on what you need to be doing to put you in the best position to be successful in that round.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. All right, man. Well, tomorrow night is going to be at Canterbury Park, the Expo Center, the Ignite Fights 109 out there in Shakopee. You said it at the beginning of the program, the thing that fuels your adrenaline is getting your hand raised. And I believe that you believe that you're going to get your arm raised tomorrow, correct?
Correct. Every time. Yep. That's always the plan.
I hear you, man. Well, hey, Ozzy, I will see you at the fights tomorrow. I'm going to communicate with Caleb as well. He's a really good friend of mine. Actually, you guys, I think we're both on the show together maybe a little bit earlier in the year. But, hey, best of luck to you tomorrow, man. I know you're going to win your fight. You're going to be successful. And I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care. That's Ozzy Judge joining us here on Drive Time with DeRussia. This is the thing that, and one of the main reasons why I wanted to have Ozzy on as an MMA fan, dude, he's 46.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.